Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the University of Texas, El Paso, Aaron Jones.
The Minnesota Vikings have traded the 34th pick to the Green Bay Packers. With the 34th pick, in the 2022 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Christian Watson, wide receiver, North Dakota State. Welcome to the Pack, baby. Can't wait to get to work with you.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Back to Bart Winkler and Toby Altizer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We got a lot going on here as things picked up quickly.
Yeah, after that Vikings fiasco, Roger Goodell said, that's it, I'm announcing every pick by myself.
He came back out.
Yeah.
They normally give it to the other guy on night two. Goodell's usually skips town.
Yeah, well, Goodell's like, you know what, after this stupid guy for the Vikings took all day, I need my time again.
That was terrible. The Vikings guy was up there for 4 minutes. Longer. Ed Marinaro, who played with them in the 70s and starred in Blue Mountain State on Spike TV or whatever the hell it was called.
Did he get more airtime during the 2022 NFL draft or when he played for the Vikings? 414.
Yeah. My goodness. All right. So the Packers traded up their picks. The two they had in the 50s, they traded with Minnesota. Gave those picks to Minnesota. Minnesota traded up with one of those picks to take a cornerback. And now you're starting to see some receivers go off the board. But not George Pickens yet. Because when they traded up, we thought they might be taking George Pickens. That's not the case. A couple of receivers, Toby, have been taken.
Wandale Robinson, back-to-back picks. Wandale Robinson goes number 43 out of Kentucky to the New York Giants. And the Texans, I believe, traded up with the Cleveland Browns, and they came up to get the guy you liked out of Alabama, John Metchie.
So we don't know if those teams would have taken Christian Watson at that spot. We don't know unless they tell us, and we'll hear from Christian Watson this hour. We don't know what would have happened. What we do know is the Packers came into this day, had the whole day to think about it, had a guy they wanted, and they went out and got that guy. George Pickens, who a lot of us liked, and we thought it might be a Georgia triumvirate, is still on the board at this point. Malik Willis also hasn't been drafted. N'Kobe Dean. Toby and I talked to a guy that covers the Georgia Bulldogs for The Athletic this morning on the Bart Winkler Show, weekday morning 6 to 10, here on The Fan and your Odyssey
app. Good
plug.
Good plug.
Thank you. And he said N'Kobe Dean's probably better than these other guys. And yet he has not been drafted yet. Now, Baltimore's on the clock. They always take defense, so
I think we'll see
what happens there.
When you look at that, again, going back to what we talked about this morning with him, from a college perspective, I think N'Kobe Dean is the best of them. The NFL, they like bigger linebackers. I think there's been a trend of some smaller linebackers, but they haven't necessarily been as good as you would like. I think a guy that the Packers are familiar with, Patrick Queen, you thought that he would be really good, and he's been a little bit of a disappointment at this point in his career, so maybe a little bit of hesitation because he's just a little bit smaller.
All right, we're going to see who Baltimore picks, and then we'll start to head out to the phone lines again. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Our coverage tonight brought to you by the Q Club of Wisconsin, the one and only place to not only watch your favorite sports, but to also show off your competitive skills. At the Q Club of Wisconsin, a lot of TVs, you can watch the games, but you can do that while you're playing your favorite indoor games. Huge entertainment game room, and of course you're going to want some food. They've got a menu with all your favorites from the loaded burgers, the wraps, the wings, plus their Wednesday and Friday fish fries piled high. Sparky does it that way. I can't quite get there. I'll keep trying. With all the extras, visit their Facebook page or Q Club of WI.com for menu and weekend live entertainment updates. Q Club of Wisconsin, North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Again, Christian Watson, the pick. Packers trade up to 33. This is after Quay Walker and Trayvon. Who else did they take? Wyatt. Was that the guy's name? Who did the Packers take yesterday? I'm spacing on names.
What are you talking about?
Who did the Packers take yesterday?
Quay Wyatt and Devontae Walker?
No. Shut up.
Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt.
All right, so the Ravens take Ojabo out of Michigan.
Ooh, good pick.
All right. All right, Bart, focus. Phone calls. 414-799-1250. Dan is in Milwaukee. I'm Ron Burgundy. I need to see the names in front of me. Too much going on. Too many trades.
This is Dan.
Dan.
I'm here.
Dan. This is Dan in Milwaukee.
I'm here.
What's up?
I'm Dan, the shampoo man.
Oh, Dan, the shampoo man.
Yes, because I listen to you every morning. I'm like, oh, my. I'm like, that guy needs to drink 100 cups of coffee. So I only have to drink a half a cup because I'm Italian. So my prediction is offense be number 4 for the Packers.
Your defense, prediction, your what?
Yeah. Their offense is going to be number 4.
Oh, you're predicting that the Packers have the 4th best offense in football.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's not a prediction. It's a vision. And then defense is going from 21 to 7.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. That's pretty much what I want to tell you.
All right. That is some groundbreaking stuff, Dan the Shampoo Man.
That's right. Now, I'll try to call back again.
Tonight?
No.
Okay, yeah, we're good on tonight.
I go to bed by 8 o'clock.
Ah, okay. Yeah, give me a call another time.
Yeah, but write that down.
All right, I wrote it down. Packers, 4th offense, 7th defense.
And I was a football coach for 17 years.
Well, why would I ever not have a reason to doubt you?
Because some of those people, I don't get it.
Yeah. All right, Dan, thanks, buddy.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Go Pack.
All right. Thank you, buddy. That was Ed Marinaro calling us from the Minnesota Vikings. Let's go out to Ty's in Philly. You know it's a big day when Ty picks up the phone.
Mark.
What's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, man, listen. This is what I take from this drive. I love what the Packers done, but... But the Packers have 3 picks in the first 34 picks of the draft. This is like Christmas to these guys. They really emphasize these draft picks, guys, because you know how much they could have did as far as making trades or, you know, around the league? They could have went out and got A.J. Brown if they would have wanted to or, you know, something like that. So this really shows that the organization really – believe in drafting, develop, and love these young prospects. But, you know, what I like to see out of the young guys is if they played in a competitive conference and at the highest level, then why not? The North Dakota kid, you know, yeah, we haven't really seen that school be in that room. But, you know, we do have Carson Wentz, a little bit Trey Lance coming out of that school. But, you know, Georgia, they've been – Final Four the last five years or so. So I think those players will be impactful on this defense.
Yeah, I like the defensive picks. Ty, thanks for the call. I like the defensive picks because, yes, championship experience, big-time playmakers. They're on a defense that is loaded. Guys that, you know, would start and be the guy on 180 other collegiate football teams in this country, and they were part of a bigger unit. They know what it takes to win. They know what it, I mean, the Packers defense is better than the Georgia Bulldogs. But if you're going to go on a from that level to this level, it's not like they're going to have a hard time adjusting to the speed of the NFL as some guys from smaller schools might. They played against the best competition. There's a bunch of five-star recruits in that defensive side of the ball. So the jump is maybe a little less when you take these guys from these big schools. We always made fun of Ted Thompson for taking guys from middle of Iowa State and just colleges we've never heard of and had to get reacquainted with or put on a map for the first time. We know where Georgia is. We've known where Georgia is the last couple of seasons. So defensively, that's what they did. North Dakota State, again, I think that this is a situation where the Packers, they had their guy. They had six first-round grades, according to Rodgers, on the six guys that went all 18 or higher. So once that happened, could they have moved some of that? That's always going to be a question with this draft. Could they have moved around some of these picks and gotten A.J. Brown, gotten Hollywood Brown? Could they have done some things different to come away with, you know, maybe even something better? But if you want to talk about has this draft been good, yeah. The Packers got three guys in the first 33 picks. One a receiver, big tall guy, who can fill the MVS role and maybe just flat out take over as your number one. And then two guys, two studs, Devontae Wyatt and Quay Walker. Wyatt going to wear 95, Walker going to wear 7. Already looks sharp. The Packers showed that off earlier today. So a lot to be excited about for sure. Tim is in Kenosha, 414-799-1250. Tim.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you are absolutely correct. These guys, they did their job. Watson, I think, visited Green Bay, so they knew what they wanted, and they picked him. And that was a fantastic pick. And that last caller, no, our defense is going to be number 5 or even better than that because we're loaded on defense. It's exciting.
Yeah, that was some call. That could have been more like an email, but that was a call.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, they were looking at Watson. They also had Tolbert come up to Green Bay for a visit, too. So I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers had to see this guy for himself right on their field, you know. But he is big and strong, man. I'm glad they picked a guy that's 6'4". You needed him.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that was a solid pick. His dad, Tim Watson, had started. He was drafted by the Packers in 1993. So, Tim, thanks for the call. So we got his cousins, Jordan Sparks, who was on American Idol. His dad didn't have a long career in the NFL. Played with the Chiefs a little bit, the Giants, the Eagles. But in 1993, he was drafted by the Packers. Doesn't look like he made it out of training camp that year. But he was drafted by the Packers. So Watson getting drafted by the Packers is not anything new to this family.
All right, I think we got the most important pick of the night coming up.
Oh yeah, the Washington Commanders. The paint's still fresh in their war room.
It looks terrible because the entire Commanders facility's garbage. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could tell you what they're going to pick, but I don't know what's going on.
And I wish I cared. let's talk to
George Pickens.
That'd be their second receiver.
No, they're
that'd
not doing
something.
That.
What about N'Kobe Dean?
Ooh, I would love N'Kobe Dean.
What about Malik Willis?
Maybe. Look, there's me.
47, Toby. Malik Willis still hasn't been drafted.
Yeah, I mean...
There was that one week where mocks were taking him and Pickett 2-3. All right, for the sake of Malik Willis, I'm going to stick around for this. Because I'm kind of interested here.
Commanders, I see y'all.
That's my boy, Santana Moss.
Commanders, I see y'all. What's up, everybody? With the 47th pick of the 2022 draft, the Washington Commanders select for Darian Mathis, D-tackle, Alabama.
Who?
How many Alabama?
No, that's a guy from the Key and Peele sketch.
Who? I've never heard of this dude.
Well, you love college football more than anybody. He's on Alabama.
Well, this makes sense because Washington only drafts dudes from Ohio State, I guess Penn State too, but Ohio State and Alabama. They went outside the box because they traded back yesterday. I don't even know who this guy is. Did he even play?
They're showing highlights of him.
Yeah, like the three plays he played last year.
Yeah, I think these are from 2019.
This is when he played against University of Miami. That would have been cool about 15 years ago.
All right, so we got live Commanders reacts tonight. Let's get to Dan in Cedarburg. What's up, Dan?
What's going on, guys? I am not the shampoo man, so that's good.
Yeah, we got Dan the shampoo man.
So, all right. So, I don't know off the top of my head. How many touchdowns did Devontae have last year?
13? 11?
I think 11 right. or 13, yeah. One of
I guessed. I don't know.
So let's look at it this way, right? It's all numbers, right? And I can care less how many yards he had and all that kind of stuff. I care about how many points he generated. So let's just assume he gave us 7 points a game. And let's now say, okay, we shore up our defense to prevent tight ends and running backs from kicking our butt by our two drafts yesterday and make people throw to our great secondary. So we're -7. Our two picks yesterday pick up, let's just say, generously, let's say 4 points a game. Now we fix our special teams, and that gets us, let's say, 2 points a game. So we're -1 point from losing Devontae. With these picks today and the free agency from wide receiver we got earlier, we should be able to at least get a point out of that. So that's the way I look at it.
So, the Dans are all about math and numbers tonight.
I think it makes sense in my mind, but it should be exciting. I agree.
Dan, one thing that I'm like hesitant to do is to really be just like, you rah-rah, go Green Bay tonight. But I am so ecstatic about the defense already. And then they added two guys that will contribute. And then they got another guy they traded up for in Watson tonight who will contribute. I wanted out of these first three rounds, get me a receiver, obviously, and then give me guys that are going to contribute. You're trying to win a Super Bowl this year, and all these guys have made the team better. And sometimes you can't say that right away. Sometimes you say, oh, it's a good project. You know, eventually he'll be good. These are guys that are going to play and make an impact in 2022, and I am excited because of that.
I agree. And Rodgers should not be complaining one bit. And if he does, well, so be it, I guess.
Well, he won't. They hypnotized him with $50 million, so I think he's pretty good.
I hear you. Hey, good job, guys, tonight. Appreciate it.
All right, Dan, thanks, buddy. 414-799-1250. Christian Watson is the pick tonight. The Packers' spots where they would have been are coming up. Still no George Pickens has been taken. Still no Malik Willis. They had 53 and 59. Those picks were traded. The Bears are on the clock, so we'll come back and tell you who they took. We'll update you with everything else going on. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer here on The Fan. Thanks to the Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha.
You're listening to the Green and Gold Draft Show, presented by Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Back to Bart Winkler and Toby Altizer on 1250 AM, The Fan.
I'm Bart Winkler. It's Toby Altizer. We are here again, 6 to whenever this Brewers game ends. First inning, bottom of the first. Colton Wong is on first because Kyle Hendricks threw a pitch, and if Colton Wong was wearing any other jersey, I'd say he just leaned into it. So he's on base.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, Colton Wong was standing there.
He Wilson Contreras did.
Yeah, and then he all of a sudden his
as he charging
left
the mound,
arm
complaining
kinda,
about it.
Yeah, and all of a sudden his arm just kind of found the baseball. Still no Nakobe Dean.
Still no Malik Willis.
Still no Malik Willis. Still no George Pickens.
When does he get taken?
The Saints here, maybe. We're all the way down to 49.
Does Kansas City do the same thing to Patrick Mahomes that Green Bay did to Aaron Rodgers with Malik Willis?
Wow, yeah. Kansas City's up next. I mean, you could have, because the Eagles are coming up, and then Pittsburgh, you could have Malik Willis and Kenny Pickett on the same squad battling each other out for, I mean, if you're not sure who to pick, like, wouldn't it have been great if the Colts all those years ago could have said, well, we think Manning is the guy, but just in case, let's take Ryan Leaf too, and then we'll know for sure. There'll be no regret there.
Hey, Philly should take him because Jalen Hurts sucks.
Yeah. You said that, not me. I still believe.
All right, well.
I also like fourth quarter fantasy points. In games that are irrelevant. Who the Bears took a somebody in the secondary?
Jaquan Brisker out of Penn State.
Okay.
I think he'll be a really good player. I still am trying to figure out who Fedarian Mathis is.
Yeah, that's your guy for the Commanders. Saints are on the clock. We'll see what happens here. Dan the Shampoo Man, you're back already? Yes. Dan.
Well, because you said call back.
Well, what's up?
Otherwise, it wouldn't have.
I said call back?
Yeah, you said you're going to call back tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, what's up? What's new in the last 20 minutes?
Well, the news is the Packers have something that no other team has.
Yeah?
They have small town, 130,000 people, and they're the Green Bay Packers. And that's why these players want to come there.
Well, many would say just the opposite, Dan.
I don't care. No. I grew up in the 60s, okay, kid? I might have sounded old, but I am, okay?
Are we fighting? So,
huh?
Are we in a fight?
No.
Okay, okay.
I have a strong heart.
Okay.
Does that make sense? No, why would I do that to you?
All right, Dan, good call. I gotta keep moving.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Next time.
All right, see ya. I will never say no to doing a Friday night draft show for as long as I live. I love doing it. And I'm being sincere, and that's why. Scott's in Fort Worth, Texas. Scott.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I don't know how I followed that last call there.
Just breathe for the next minute, and you'll be fine.
Maybe, yeah. Hey, anyway, I just want to get your take on a particular guy. I am a massive Leo Chanel fan, and I know Green Bay is going after a little bit of defense, and they need offense, but I just am not going to feel complete if the Packers let another great Wisconsin defensive player get out of the state, a la the Watt brothers. So I just wanted to get your take on where you think he might go, and if you think the Packers might take a stab at him.
You know, there's a lot of mock drafts where I saw Chanel to the Packers, and this is even coming from non-just like Packer Badger fans. It's interesting. It seems like the one guy they did take was Vince Beagle, and he was not here long. I would be very much on board, Leo Chanel, whether he was from Wisconsin or whether he was from Kentucky Wesleyan.
He is a force. I mean, every time I watched a Badger game last year, the guy was wrecking things. And I'm like, how do you – I thought he was more disruptive than J.J. Watt was when he was with us. So I'm like, please do not let another great Badger leave the state. I'm just going to hang myself. No, I'm not going to do that. But I'm sitting here hoping that they use one of these picks in the third round to get him, or maybe – I wouldn't trade up. I don't know if he'd trade up to get him, but I'm just going to be so pissed if they don't get him.
Well, we'll see, Scott. Good luck.
All right.
Be Thanks, well.
Brother. Take care, guys.
All right, Scott.
A little dramatic.
Yeah, Friday night, man. Alante Taylor was the pick, cornerback Tennessee to the Saints.
Are we just picking dudes that no one's ever scouted tonight?
So this gets a little interesting here, Toby, because the Packers did trade up from 53 and 59 to get Christian Watson. Would he have gone if they didn't trade up for him? I don't know. But Wandale Robinson was a receiver that went. John Michie was a receiver that went. We have not seen George Pickens go. We have not seen N'Kobe Dean go. We have not seen Malik Willis go. And now we have the Patriots trading with the Eagles. There have been more trades, and this is anecdotally, but it's got to be true. There's been more trades in this draft, and the Patriots at 29 took Cole Strange, who nobody had inside their top 100 except for New England.
Yeah, did you see the clip of Sean McVay and Les Snead making fun of him?
And they knew who he was because they were scouting him with their first pick at like 104.
So I'm scrolling through Twitter today, and I saw from a PFF guy that there were only two dudes that did a mock draft as the New England Patriots out of their thousands that took Cole Strange in the first round. And Bart, if I go through and name to you some of the players that were taken in this mock draft, let me know if you can figure out the trend here. This was their mock draft. Aiden Hutchinson, George Karloftis, Tyler Linderbaum, Trevor Penning, Bernard Raimann, Kenny Pickett, Leo Chanel, Sam Howell, Carson Strong, Alec Pierce. Can you guess any sort of trend with their top 10?
Are those all white guys?
You are correct. So one of the guys that got Cole Strange to the New England Patriots at 21 got it correct because he only took white players.
What the hell? Who is this guy?
I have no idea.
Was it that kicker they took a few years ago that was in all those questionable groups? Where'd that guy go?
It seems on brand for the New England Patriots, though, right?
Who's that kicker they took? They took him, Ross Waller or something? They took that kicker, and they're like, tattoo he's got, he's an interesting guy.
As if they didn't know that beforehand.
Oh, you got a tattoo here? Oh, let's see it. All right, so the Patriots trade up 4 spots, cost them a 5th round to do it. I'm curious to see who the Patriots take here.
It could be N'Kobe Dean. He seems like a Patriots-type guy, doesn't he? I don't know at this point, though. I mean, we've got guys that are getting picked these last couple picks. I mean, have you heard of Alante Taylor? Have you heard of Fedarian Smith?
I don't want to deny knowledge.
I've never heard of either of those dudes.
I am just kind of surprised that, you know, Malik Willis was at this event, Toby.
Yeah, you feel bad for the guy.
So it's not just Aaron Rodgers dropping to 24 in the green room. Dude has to stay overnight because, again, that was on a Saturday. Rodgers' draft was when it was all Saturday. And so they just took Mac Jones. So they're not trading up. Who are the Patriots trading up for? Could it be a receiver? And the Kobe Deans? But now it's like, now what also could happen is when somebody doesn't get drafted, after a while you're like, well, why isn't he getting drafted? And then maybe he falls down lower because he didn't get drafted already, which is very Yogi Berra type of explanation. Like, I'm not going to draft him. Nobody drafted him. I'm not going to draft him. It's that kind of weird situation. We'll update you on everything that goes on. Do you want to hear a little bit from Christian Watson? He talked for about 20 minutes. Not going to play you the whole thing. We'll play it in bits and sparts. That's not a word, but we'll play it throughout the night. Sparts. I meant parts and I don't know the other thing. I don't know.
The Pocker Select.
Can I tell you a secret that I haven't told anyone yet and I have to get it off my chest?
Yeah.
I've been secretly playing Wordle.
Okay.
I just need to tell someone that. I'm not tweeting my score.
Yeah, I mean, how am I supposed to know, though, if you're not tweeting it out?
But I've been secretly playing Wordle.
I don't see a problem with it. I used to play it.
I needed to tell someone.
All right.
You want to give me the Patriots pick here? I'm curious.
Hey, to announce the New England Patriots second-round pick is Ben Lepper. Let him know, Ben. Ben told Make-A-Wish his wish was to be able to announce the draft pick for his hometown team, the Patriots, 6th time. After battling over and covering leukemia, I know this is going to be a piece of cake. I want to thank the NFL, Robert Kraft, for making Ben's wish come true. Okay, Ben, let's make your wish come true. Let's get there.
That's neat.
The Kansas City Chiefs have traded the 50th pick to the New England Patriots. With the 50th pick in the 2022 NFL Draft, the 6-time Super Bowl champion.
don't boo this kid.
New England Patriots select Tyquan Thornton, wide receiver, Baylor.
Wow.
He's a burner.
That's another non-George Pickens receiver.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maybe that water bottle squirting was a little worse than we thought it was.
Yeah, we found out of an incident this morning where George Pickens squirted a water bottle at a member of the opposition. Man, interesting. All right, well, receivers have gone off the board now, 4 in this round, I believe. None George Pickens. The Packers jumped 20-some spots to go up and get Christian Watson, wide receiver, North Dakota State. He met the media earlier tonight.
Congratulations. I'm wondering if your pop still has any Packers gear lying around the house, and if you had to give yourself a scouting report coming here to Green Bay, what would that be?
I definitely think he does. He definitely holds on to, you know, that was a big, you know, accomplishment for him. So, I mean, he definitely, it's his roots. So he definitely holds on to it. I'm sure he's got a lot of green and yellow around the house to throw on when he gets home. In terms of a scouting report, for myself, I think, you know, everything that I've done in the past is going to, you know, translate, you know, perfectly to the next level. I'm ready to work on all types of things. I mean, obviously, you know, my deep threat ability, my ability to make plays with the ball in my hand, and obviously, you know, using my size and speed to, you know, to create separation. I think that's going to be, you know, huge at the next level. And obviously, you know, there's things that, that I, you know, I will continue to work on and things that I've been working on, you know, throughout my college career going forward. And obviously, you know, going forward and competing at the highest level, it's I think it's only going to, I'm only going to be able to continue to separate myself and, you know, be dominant at the next level as well. I'm excited.
MK Burgess.
Hey, Christian, what was it like seeing that phone call from Green Bay, Wisconsin, and realizing you were going to be a Packer? And what are you most excited about to play with Aaron Rodgers?
It's surreal. I mean, I've been playing this game since I was 4 years old. This is something that I've dreamed of, you know, since then. So, I mean, it was surreal. And, you know, obviously, you know, being able to be in, you know, such a successful and such a, you know, dominant and, you know, great organization is amazing. And I'm excited, you know, to you know, be on the Packers for sure. And I mean, obviously, you know, being able to, you know, catch passes from, you know, one of the best to ever do it is something, you know, I'm definitely excited about. And obviously, you know, I feel like I'm going to be able to learn and grow a lot, you know, through not just him, but, you know, all of the other receivers and everyone else in the organization as well. But definitely couldn't be more excited to go at it with Aaron Rodgers.
Wes Hodgkiewicz.
Hey, Christian, how big of a goal was it, you know, as you know, with your dad getting drafted 29 years ago, how big of a goal was it to be able to follow in his footsteps there? And what does that mean to you now to be able to achieve that?
It means the world to me. I mean, like I was saying before, this is something that I've dreamed of since I was a little kid. You know, being able to play at the highest level possible is the goal that I set for myself really early. And obviously, you know, being able to follow his footsteps and be drafted by the same, you know, club is, you know, extra special to me for sure. But I mean, yeah, no, it's definitely, you know, a surreal experience. You know, just getting the phone call itself, you know, brought tears to my eyes. I was so excited. And I'm just excited and ready to get to work.
Rob Domofsky.
Hey, Christian, at what point today did you realize that the Packers might be moving up to get you? And did you have any sense of that, you know, before they were on the clock?
I definitely had. I mean, I had a really great visit with the Packers. Definitely, you know, felt like they were pretty interested in me. And you know, obviously, you know, I loved, you know, getting to meet all the coaches, and I love, you know, the culture and everything that they had going on. So, you know, from the jump, I definitely thought it would be a really great fit for me. But, you know, in terms of, you know, them jumping up and whatnot, I mean, I just kind of, you know, put that on the back burner in terms of, you know, wanting to think about all that and just, you know, wanted to enjoy the experience. And obviously, you know, when I got the call, shoot, I mean, it was crazy. And couldn't be happier.
Steve McGargy.
Just wondering what the swing of congratulations. I was just wondering what the swing of emotions was like for you these last 24 hours. You're mentioned as a potential first round draft pick. You don't get taken last night. Then all of a sudden you get drafted really early tonight and the team's trading up almost 20 picks to take you. Just what was the back and forth like the last 24 hours?
Shoot. I mean, I've just been waiting for a call, waiting for the opportunity. You know, I've just been telling myself, you know, one opportunity is all I need, regardless of when it is, whether it's the first round or seventh round. You know, one opportunity is all I need. So, I mean, shoot, it was a whirlwind of emotions. But at the end of the day, I just tried to stay calm, cool, and collected, and just wait for that phone call, wait for that opportunity, and it finally came.
Cassidy Hill.
Hey, Christian, congratulations. This is one of the first times in years that the Packers wide receiver corps has sort of been up for grabs, looking for a wide receiver one. What has Matt LaFleur said to you in y'all's talks about just how he sort of envisioned you, how he wants to use you, and how much have you possibly studied Rodgers and Davante Adams' connection in the past just to help your own game?
Sure. I mean, I've definitely watched Davante. Just obviously, you know, how successful he's been. But I mean, in terms of, you know, my role, you know, I think that's something that'll, you know, be more defined as I get out there and get to work. You know, nothing's set in stone, obviously, but, you know, I'm fully prepared to, you know, give this thing everything I got and obviously, you know, try to expand my role. But I mean, in terms of specific role, you know, I haven't, you know, heard anything about that yet. You know, I think, you know, the opportunities will come, you know, through the work that I put in once I get there.
Chris Roth.
Christian, congratulations. The director of football ops was just talking to us, and he said at the Senior Bowl, his words were, "You blew it out of the water." What did that week do for you and your confidence playing against, you know, high level competition after coming from North Dakota State?
It was an amazing opportunity for me. Obviously blessed to be able to showcase my talents at the Senior Bowl. Couldn't be more grateful to Jim Nagy for that opportunity. But in terms of my confidence, I went into the Senior Bowl, with the confidence that, I was supposed to be there. I was one of the best of the best, and I had every right to be there. So the confidence was there. For me, it was more so just eliminating that question mark of the level of competition. I know that NDSU prepared me to play at the highest level possible, and I played against a lot of talented players while I was there. So for me, it was just another opportunity for me to showcase the player that I was, obviously just continue to eliminate that question mark and compete.
All right, that's a little bit from Christian Watson tonight. He was in that interview room for another 15 minutes, so we'll continue to hear from him throughout the night. The Packers, almost first-round pick. And I don't say that because he was number 34. A really interesting little scooplet here, Toby. Chad Graff of The Athletic covers the Vikings. He reports that the Packers tried to trade into the first round to get Watson last night at 32. The Vikings said no. They didn't want the Packers to get a fifth-year option with that wide receiver.
Interesting.
They said yes to the same offer today at 34.
Interesting. And other news, pick 52, which would be one pick in front of where the Packers would have been initially slotted to pick at 53, George Pickens to the Steelers.
Could you imagine if the Packers hadn't traded? Watson's gone. Some of these other guys gone. It would be Pickens or bust right now. And then the Steelers would have taken him. So,
and that's why we said it was important for them to go get a guy. They went and got a guy. Now, whether you like him or not, that's one thing. But they did go and get their guy. And it sounds like you said, they were interested in going and getting him last night. So this was obviously their guy. And you wonder, they're going to get him at the end of the first round. You get him at 32. Again, you get a fifth-year option on a guy as opposed to necessarily just getting a guy. Maybe that's why they, like you said, the Vikings weren't able to go get him. I don't know if they necessarily had a first-round grade on this guy because, taking him at 32 is basically taking him after the first round.
Well, you get that fifth-year option.
You get that extra year. So, this was their guy. They talked about Pickens, and a lot of stuff we've been talking about Pickens, and maybe that was a little bit of a smokescreen.
And now at 53, the pick where the Packers were, Alec Pierce goes to the Colts. So things got a little more interesting. The Packers made their move. They got their guy, and more wide receivers finally starting to go. Malik Willis, Nakobe Dean, still available. We'll reset where we're at now, and a wild draft continues. Round one was wild. Could you imagine last night, once the Packers had that second pick, everyone's going to bed. Everyone's like, yeah, all right, we'll watch the other. What if the Packers traded back in? Christian Watson. People might not have known until this morning. We're back in a couple of minutes. And as we come back, Jace Peterson with a three-run shot.
Now we're talking. Brewers. Now we're talking.
How about that? On-base Jace. Not bad. So the run on wide receivers. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. This is our Night 2 Draft Show. Thanks to our friends at the Q Club of Wisconsin and Waukesha. The Packers trade up and get their guy Christian Watson at 34. They wanted him yesterday. Vikings said no, and then the Vikings do make a trade with Green Bay. They trade both their second-round picks, 53 and 59. No receiver goes off the board again until 43. Wandale Robinson, Kentucky, goes to the Giants. John Metchie goes to the Texans from Alabama.
Okay, I got some breaking news. I know this is a draft show and talk a little bit of Brewers, but we got some NBA news.
Gee, I was almost done. Is it Middleton?
No.
Is it? Tell me what.
Joel Embiid suffered a right orbital fracture and mild concussion in their win yesterday. He'll be listed as out, and there's no timetable for his return.
Oh, wow. Well, they were already going to lose that series anyway.
Yeah, but that's pretty big news for the NBA. Joel Embiid out indefinitely.
All right. Toby just can blurt out whatever he wants whenever he wants. I was doing a wide receiver breakdown.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
Tyquan Taylor, Baylor to the Patriots.
George Pickens. Taylor?
I said Thornton.
Did you?
What'd you say?
Trey McBride.
Slow down. Can you just get through the receivers?
Sorry, I've been busy back here. I'm just trying to get my words in. We get paid by the word here. You didn't know that?
Toby does get paid by the word. I was very strict to put that in his clause. And then the first 3 weeks, I never turned his microphone on. George Pickens went to the Steelers. Alec Pierce went to the Colts. Sky Moore went to the Chiefs. Trey McBride, tight end, went to the Cardinals. The last four picks have been pass catchers, three receivers, and now the tight end. A lot of guys that Packer fans were interested in. So if you're wanting one of these guys instead or hoping for both, I mean, if you stayed at 53, you were going to get Pierce, Moore, or McBride. I wanted a Watson or Pickens out of that group.
Yeah, I think they did what they needed to. At 59,
you know, these guys weren't going to be available. If you're having a hard time going to bed tonight because of the draft, the Packers got their guy. That's what you should, you know, be excited about. Trell's on the north side, 414-799-1250. What's up, T? How are you?
Hey, what's going on with you, John? How are you doing, Bart?
What's good?
Is it just me, or does it seem like the Packers always get took to the laundromat every time they make a trade?
I had a feeling you weren't going to be pro what was happening, Trell.
I like Christian Watson, don't get me wrong, but you got
They gave up more value than, on the value charts, they gave up more. Maybe there was a NFC North tax from the Vikings.
Yeah, but you pretty much gave up the pick you received for Devontae Adams, the second-round pick, to ensure that you got Christian Watson. That's okay, but, I mean, geez, like, it just seemed like they always get took. So they didn't get a fourth rounder back or a fifth rounder. They gave up a whole nother two just to move down, 15, 20 slots or something like that?
Yeah, they moved up 20 and they gave up two seconds for a second. Yeah.
Man, they gave up a second rounder to move up. Wow. I guess so, but it just always seemed like they're just giving. So now, that second round pick. The other second-round pick, you could have maybe got a tight end or another pass catcher. Now we're going to be sitting here waiting to see what's left over in the third round. I just don't know. I just look at it like this. I see what they're doing with the defense, but, hey, keeping it all the way honest with you, this defense has not been the reason the last 2 years that we – well, at least last year for sure, that we lost the game when they counted. So Packers have neglected their wide receiver room for years. Devontae Adams being the last anything worth talking about receiver that they drafted, which was 8 years ago, almost a decade. One thing about Ted Thompson, a lot of things that he may have been flawed in, or maybe he was very conservative, whatever, but he knew how to draft wide receivers. We'll see if Christian Watson is going to be what we've seen in college, but so far, Goody has not been good at drafting receivers, and I thought that would be a reason for maybe him to target receivers early. And the Packers had to know that teams were going to be running on these wide receivers. They had two first-round picks. They had months in advance to get their boardroom, war room, whatever you want to call it, in order. And they still let these teams go ahead and pass up before them. And then they had to give up a prize position, a second-round pick, just to be able to secure one receiver. And we definitely need more than one. So I kind of mixed on this. I like Christian Watson. Can't complain about that, but my thought from this is that it just seemed like the Packers always get took to the laundry, the cleaners, when they're making a trade.
Yeah, no, it's a Charles. That's a good call because it was a substantial. I mean, the Vikings, in terms of the trade value chart, won that trade. Now the Packers got their guy, and they were willing with the situation to do that. But again, yeah, there's a lot of, you know, I think this draft is good. I think this is a good draft. But if you want to peel back everything. If you want to say, like, you know, it's kind of like a gift horse. You can't look a gift horse. What's the phrase? You can't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Sure.
Like, if you get a horse as a present, this is the phrase, and it's like a beautiful horse, what are you doing inspecting its teeth? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of, but that's kind of what we're doing. That's, I don't know if you knew this, Toby. Fan is short for fanatic.
That's a new one for me.
So that's what
I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you can. Maybe they did have to give up a little more than you'd like, but I think if you looked at this and it said 53 and 59, to go up to 34, I get that that's a lot, but if you would have told me that in their first three picks, the Green Bay Packers would walk away with Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, and Christian Watson, I think you'd be pretty happy with that. Now, you take that into context, and it did cost them both of their second-round picks to move up to 34, so maybe it's a little steeper a price than you wanted, but you got the players you wanted, and I think when we're talking, or we're looking back at this draft and you know, a few months or even a few years, are we going to care that they moved up if Christian Watson is a good football player? I don't think you're going to care.
414-799-1250. I don't know how long the show's going to be. I think we're halfway through, maybe longer. We're going to be here when the Packers pick again, whether that's a part of the baseball postgame show that we're doing tonight too, third inning in American Family Field, Brewers up 3-0. But, I mean, we've got you covered for that tonight, and we got you covered for the draft. So we'll continue to catch you up on what's been going on receiver-wise. We're in the middle of where the Packers would have picked again. The Vikings have a pick. It's at 57 right now, Tampa, then Atlanta, then Minnesota. That was the Packers' pick before they traded it up. So that'll be some intrigue on what happens there. We're back in just a couple minutes. If you're there, we're coming. 414-799-1250.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.